is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas militants released two hostages it had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. The hostages were identified by Israeli media, and a U.S. official said Monday that Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try and secure the release of more hostages. The U.S. Defense Department is rushing military advisors and more defenses to the Middle East.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is trying to prevent the Israel-Hamas fight from becoming a wider war and looking to protect U.S. troops who have come under repeated attacks, which Iran is likely endorsing.
And in some cases, actively facilitating these attacks and spurring on others.
The Pentagon has sent missile defense systems and two carrier strike groups to the region. One U.S. official says the Biden administration has also advised Israel to consider delaying the Gaza assault to give more time for securing the release of Hamas hostages. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration wants to ensure safe passage for people out of Gaza, especially for U.S. citizens, while House National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Monday that it was good to see ongoing humanitarian assistance, food, water, and medical supplies get into Gaza.
But we still want to see safe passage out, and particularly for the several hundred American citizens that we know are in Gaza and want to leave.
Kirby also said U.S. and Israeli officials have had frank discussions about Israel's pending Gaza ground invasion. More at voanews.com.